This week's episode was made possible thanks to our amazing partner, KiwiCo. Y'all know me and my love for being a hashtag food blogger, and that really comes out during the fall when it is time to cook up all the pumpkin spice everything. I love pulling recipes from all different sources and learning new ways to make some of my favorite fall dishes. I'm always thinking about my mini BFFs and ways that they can learn something new too, and that's one of the reasons I love KiwiCo. They have a crate line called the Atlas Crate, which pulls activities and learning opportunities from different countries all over the world. It is so cool, y'all. Your kids can learn all about Peru while making their very own alpaca. With KiwiCo, you can cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity with new hands-on projects every month. My mini BFFs get to explore new worlds and rediscover familiar ones without ever having to leave their home. Cook up some fun this fall with KiwiCo, redefining learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking. Get 50% off, you guys, 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code MINIBFF at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code MINIBFF. Hi, friends. Welcome to the Mini BFF podcast. I'm your host and friend, Annie F. Downs, and I'm so excited to be with you all for a couple of minutes today and share a little story from one of my favorite books, the Bible. No matter where you are or what you've been up to, I love that I get to spend this time with you. Hey, Mini BFFs, you may know this already, but in case you don't, every Monday night at 6 p.m. Central over on Instagram Live, I read a book to you. It's my favorite night of the week where I get to say hi to all my friends and share the artwork you send in. And today I want to give an extra shout out to my friends, Noah and Lydia. Hi, Noah and Lydia. We love the pictures you send in, and I'm so thankful to have y'all as mini BFFs. All right, friends, let me tell you how this podcast is going to go. First, I'm going to tell you a story, and then we'll pray together. And then I'm going to ask you to draw something fun for me because we love drawing pictures at Mini BFF Book Club. So we have to draw them for Mini BFF Podcast too. However much you love drawing them, I promise I love seeing them more. So, okay, are you ready to get started with today's story? Me too. This one is called Calming the Storm. Here we go. Okay, Mini BFFs, I have a question for you. I want you to answer out loud. When it is time for you to go to bed, do you go to sleep right away or do you have a hard time closing your eyes? Really? Well, if you go to sleep right away, then you are like me. The second I lay my head down on the pillow and close my eyes, I am fast asleep. But every once in a while, when I lay down to fall asleep, I can't. Sometimes it's something exciting that's keeping me awake, like a fun activity we did that day or knowing there's something fun planned for tomorrow. Sometimes it's something that feels scary that keeps me awake. When I was your age, there was one thing in particular that used to keep me awake, and that was a thunderstorm. Thunder just seems really loud and lightning can feel a little intense. Have you ever felt that? The noise of a storm outside your window just keeps you up with a little worry. I know now that thunder can't hurt me. It's just a really loud sound. But when I was your age, that was hard to understand. So now I like to think of the sound of thunder as the angels bowling in heaven and that really big booms are their strikes. That makes it feel less scary. Do you get scared of thunderstorms? It's okay if you do. And guess what? You are not alone. You know who else got scared of storms? Jesus's friends. We call them his disciples. One day, the disciples and Jesus got into a boat to sail across a lake. Now, this wasn't a little lake. This is a big lake. And they were sailing along, and Jesus fell asleep. Right before they got into the boat, Jesus had been doing a lot of teaching. He was probably tired after a long day and just wanted to rest. Jesus needed a nap, don't we all? As Jesus was sleeping, a large windstorm came down on that large lake. It was loud and scary, like a thunderstorm can feel. The boat they were in started to fill with water, and Jesus' friends were afraid they were in danger. But Jesus kept sleeping. A little storm in the middle of a large body of water didn't scare him. It didn't even wake him up. Now, I probably would have been like the disciples. I'd have been scared a little bit, mostly because there was a storm and it was happening while I was on a boat. Yeah, that seems a little scary. But the disciples had Jesus right there with them. I mean, he was in the boat with his friends during the storm, and they were still afraid. They knew that Jesus could make the blind people see and the sick people feel better, but even with knowing all the amazing things Jesus had done, they were still afraid of being in this big storm that was swirling all around them. And Jesus was sleeping. Can you believe that? A big storm right over his head, and he's still sound asleep. When the fear was so loud and the disciples couldn't handle being afraid any longer, they woke him up and said, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." It wasn't even the storm that woke Jesus up. It was his friends. And guess what Jesus did? When he woke up, he asked the disciples, "Why are you afraid?" Because why would they be afraid? God's son was in the boat with them. The person they would call out to for help was laying right next to them. So Jesus settled the wind and the waves, and they stopped. The lake became calm, and the disciples were shocked. What Jesus wants you and me to know in this story is that he is always with you. He is always with me. It might not feel like it. I mean, the disciples didn't feel like he was going to keep them safe, but he was. Through every storm, Jesus is there. And I'm not just talking about the big thunderstorms that happen outside your window. I'm talking about every time you're sad, Jesus is there. Every time you're mad, Jesus is there. Every time something happens and it doesn't make sense, Jesus is there. He is walking with you through it all, and he will help quiet the winds and bring you peace. So the next time you're trying to fall asleep and you're worried about the storm, remember, you are not alone. Jesus is right there with you through the whole thing, even the really, really loud booms. He hears them too, and he isn't worried because he knows exactly when the storm is going to stop. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you for staying with us through every storm and knowing how to quiet the winds. Help us to always hold tightly to your hand through everything, but especially through the storms. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Oh, many BFFs, doesn't that make you feel so good to know that Jesus is always with us through all the storms? He's so amazing. For our drawing today, let's draw a picture of Jesus calming the storm with the disciples all in a boat. So draw that picture and then grab a grown-up to either tag Mini BFF Book Club on Instagram or mail it to us. Our address is P.O. Box 121826, Nashville, Tennessee 37212. Mini BFFs, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I'm always so happy to have you here with us. Remember, be kind to your grown-ups, your teachers, and your friends, and I'll see you next time. Hey, grown-ups, if you want to dive a little deeper into today's story about calming the storm, it's from Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. Bye, Mini BFFs. Love you, mean it.